Welcome to the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment, a personal guide to achieving your financial goals. In each episode, certified financial planner Dominique Henderson reveals insights to the underlying truths of how to be truly financially content by learning to put your money where your heart is. Dominique is the owner and founder of DJH Capital Management, LLC, a fee-only registered investment advisory firm offering comprehensive financial planning and wealth management services to entrepreneurs. You can learn more about Dominique and his firm by visiting their website, www.djh-capital.com, or on social media by the hashtag Financial Literacy Bootcamp. Now here's the Maven himself, Dominique Henderson.
Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment. I'm your host, Dominique Henderson, and today we'll be talking about financial idioms and what they might really mean when somebody says, my spending is out of control, or I wish I had more time to do that, or I can't afford to do that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But really quickly, just kind of to recap, this is episode 23. We've switched between video and audio, and I know a lot of you guys are busy and you listen on iTunes, or if you're an Android user, then you listen that way. But that, it's all good. It's all love. I appreciate you listening. If you are on YouTube, hopefully you have a better viewing experience now. I got a little bit more lighting here, and so it's a little bit more suited for what I'm trying to do here with recording the podcast and things like that. So hopefully you like that. If you don't, I'm sorry. I'm kind of self-produced, so I can do whatever I want. All right, let's dive right into the topic today. So again, we're going to talk about financial idioms and what they really mean. I think some of what this is really the genesis of is a couple of ways. I think the way my brain works, you first have to realize that language or words, they are containers. They're containers of our emotional thoughts that are running at millions of thoughts per second. I mean, you're probably just thinking about some stuff now, even while I'm talking to you. And if you don't believe that, just hang around a happy hour with a friend that has had more than their fair share of a refreshing beverage. And a lot of the truth starts to come out, or some of the truth, mixed with the refreshing beverage. Anyways, if you've been around in that situation, you realize that this term that we talk about, TMI, too much information begins to come out, because words are really containers. And so when somebody starts to talk to me about their finances or their situation, their life situation, I start to realize really quickly that what they're saying is important, but not just look at the surface, also look like an iceberg below the surface. You know, 90% of an iceberg's mass is below the surface. So when we start to think about things like, I'll give you one term that I hear a lot, my spending is out of control. Well, what does that connotate? I think that connotates that a person has recognized, or is at least acknowledging the fact that they don't have discipline when it comes to spending what is coming in, right? So they're possibly spending more than what they make. In relation to household income, what's going out is just out of proportion, right? That is one conclusion you can come to, and that is probably a correct and accurate conclusion. But the below the surface thing, I think, is the out of control part. Because what does something look like when it's out of control? If you're driving, let's say that you're a NASCAR racer. If you're driving 200 miles an hour around a circle, which is what they do, are you out of control? No, you're not out of control. If I was doing it though, because I don't have that experience, nor that knowledge, nor the driving techniques or any of that kind of stuff, I don't have the tools to maneuver a car at 200 miles per hour. So therefore I would be out of control. So let's flip that to back to finances. If somebody's telling you they're out of control, yes, they may lack the discipline to do the things that are correct and needed in their financial situation, but they probably don't have a plan in place in the first place. And it's probably because they don't know how to do one. Just saying. There's now 18 states, Wisconsin being the last one, that passed some legislation basically saying that a financial literacy course is required when you're going through K through 12. And that's only 18 out of 50 states. So it's very likely that you don't know how to build a budget. And there's nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't feel any shame around that. But what it does mean is if you want to improve your situation and you want to stop making statements like my spending's out of control, or I'm living paycheck to paycheck, or I keep having to rob Peter to pay Paul, all those type of things really intimate a lack of knowledge. And in order to get that knowledge, you need to either learn it yourself and or bring somebody else into the picture that knows more than you in that area or has spent their Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours in that area and that can give you some advice and help. Because at the end of the day, and this goes into the next thing I want to talk about, is your control, the notion that you have control over your finances is really a misnomer. You don't own anything. You're just a steward. And I'll get into that. You may not believe me, just work with me for a while. So stewardship is really an old term that just means a manager, right? You put the care of your asset, your estate back in the day, into the care of somebody that would watch over it while you were gone, much like a fiduciary in today's terms. So if a owner left and left a steward in control of his estate, the steward has a lot of control, a lot of power. I mean, you have control over those assets as long as the owner's gone. It's just that when the owner comes back, you have to give an account for what you did while he or she was gone. Well, much like our life today, you know, what I own on paper is not really mine. I'm just stewarding those resources until somebody else takes them over, like my kids, or ultimately some good needs to come from me owning those resources. And that's what I would like to, you know, kind of submit to you today, is that if a person like a Warren Buffett or Bill and Melinda Gates have, you know, basically said through the giving pledge that they're going to donate a large portion or all of their wealth to charities for a greater cause than themselves, if billionaires are doing it, it's probably good enough for you to do it if you don't already think of yourself as a steward versus an owner. Because at the end of the day, it is about leaving a legacy, leaving your imprint on this earth about what you do. And that has to be a higher cause than just accumulating things. So, nothing wrong with owning a house, owning a car, owning some fine jewelry, blah, blah, blah. But use that term of ownership very loosely, because if you start using it to the degree which you think you have control and you can no longer trust people with those things because they are not the owners of them and you are the owners of them and it's your stuff, and you have to really watch that, because that road really leads to nowhere. And there's billionaires to kind of prove that. And I think when people make the statement of I can't afford to do that, or I wish I had more time to do that, really what they're telling me is that they haven't fully grasped the concept of stewardship. Because the control that they think that they have while they're making a statement about how they can't do something or how I wish I had this, really you can do that. And you do have more time to do that, because you're the owner of your time. You steward over that. I'm interchanging words, but what I really mean is you own your time. But if you look at it in the right vernacular, you have the same 168 hours a week that I have, that Warren Buffett has, that Richard Branson have, that any of these guys have, and how they use it is the only difference in the amounts of success that we all see in life and all achieve in life. So be very careful about what you feel you control or what you feel you own, especially if you're looking at that through a very selfish prism. And so I'll just submit to you that at the end of the day, if you're hearing terms out of your mouth that you're out of control or that you can't afford to do something, you may have to really look beneath the surface and see what you really think about that particular subject of money or relationships or your career. I mean, this just interweaves in all of life. So hopefully that's been helpful for you guys. We'll be back next week talking about some very interesting things also. Take care and have a great, prosperous day.